So I woke up today and I instantly just had to shoot this video. Like, I don't know why I woke up. I felt like this was the title today, and I felt like this is probably a much needed message that a lot of men need to hear. And to be frank, I think a lot of people need to hear this in general. Okay, not just men, like anybody, but specifically men. And the reason being is because the number one stoic trait, right, that not only attracts women, that not only leads to life success, but the number one trait that makes sure you're not a pansy ass is emotional control. So how does this stem into stoicism, and how does this stem into actually not being a reactive individual? Well, I'm going to tell you. And if you hear this already and you go, oh, emotional control, I already know, hit X, click out, you don't. So stick with me, because I'm going to tell you something right now. If you don't have any life success, if you bitch, you moan, and you complain about your work or your occupation or your lack of dating life or how you look or how you think, and you still don't take action, and your emotions control what you do, and you're volatile. Some days you're happy, some days you're sad, some days you're depressed, some days you're anxious, some days you're this, some days you're that, some days you're purple, blue, or pink. You need to wake up, okay? Controlling your emotions is one of the biggest power plays and biggest daddy energy, big ball, big sack level ability you can have, so to speak. You get what I'm saying? It makes you not a bitch. Most people are little bitches, and you have to just understand this. They whine, bitch, moan, and complain about everything. And I'm going to show you how having emotional control is not only extremely masculine, extremely dominant, and extremely strong, but this gives you a leg up to 99% of people. And the reason being is because most people can't even compete. And when I talk about compete, I'm talking about competing in everything, right? If you want to attract a girl, right, it's you against the other guy. That's just the dating game. If you want to level up in business, it's you against the whole marketplace, every product, every competitor, including me. Capitalist as fuck, okay? Yeah, you get what I'm saying? I'm joking a little bit, but you get what I'm saying. Everything's a contest and everything's a competition. You can say that it shouldn't be. You can say that it isn't. You can say, Casey, you sound brash, right? If that emotion comes out of you, this video is probably for you. If you feel that way, if you feel like this is offensive, if you feel like this hurts, if you feel like this truth is offensive, this video is probably for you. You need thicker skin, and I'm going to explain why. The first instance that I'm going to explain is your financial state and your financial situation and the type of network that you have and men that you have to actually talk with and interact with, okay? High-value men do not want to deal with emotional, volatile little boys. Emotionally volatile little boys who make excuses, right? They're in the same place last year as they were the year before. They're still bitching, moaning, and complaining about their current situation, and they do nothing to change it. And here's the funniest thing about these people. You can give that guy the most perfect roadmap. You can give him the most perfect mentor. You can give him the most perfect situation. He will still find a million and one reasons to not take action. And 1 week will go by, sits on his ass and does nothing. 2 weeks goes by, sits on his ass and does nothing. 3 weeks, same boat. Next conversation you have with him, he's in the exact same spot. Why? Because he's weak emotionally. He tells himself, oh, I don't feel like it today. Right, this happened, or this person made me reactive. This other person had an outside circumstance that affected me. Therefore, I'm not going to do anything. Emotional volatility and not being able to control your emotions makes you weak. It makes you weak-willed. Okay, high-value men want to network and be with other high-value men. And high-value men don't make excuses. High-value men get results. And every single time that you think they don't get results, guess what happens is they do. The amount of hate I've had from on this channel in the comment section, for example, from 150,000 subs to 300K, it was like night and day difference. There's tons of more people chiming in. And it's because when people see growth or when people see success in any area, instantly they want to nitpick at you why it's the wrong way. Okay, controlling your emotions is the biggest power play. The next spot that this translates into is going to be your dating life. When you're dealing with a woman, she is not looking for some guy who gets reactive and in a scarcity, needy, bitch voice mentality every single day. You will hear this every single time a woman even so slightly provoking, right? To see if you'll break emotionally, right? Maybe the tone of voice is different. Right, maybe something irks you. And what 99% of guys do is that switch flips in them, and that voice gets high pitched and they get reactive. They start getting angry, they start chiming in, they get worked up. And what happens then? 5 text messages in a row, 5 phone calls in a row. They're freaking out asking, why are you doing this? Oh my God. Because they can't sit still. They're weak, they're not stoic. Emotional control copy-paste into every single area in your whole life. Being able to control your emotions, especially in today's day and age, is going to be the biggest leg up because 99% of people can't even compete. Okay? If you want to look more attractive and you want to build a great physique, it's going to take you 3 to 5 years in the gym. And that's in the gym being consistent. I would know because I've done it. And I've been now in the gym for going on 8 or 9 years. Okay? The things that it takes to build a good body takes extreme discipline, extreme focus, extreme emotional control. What that means is it doesn't matter how I felt. I would still have to go get under the barbell. It doesn't matter how I felt. I would have to still get into the squat rack. It doesn't matter how I felt. I would still have to do my weighted pull-ups. It doesn't matter how I felt. And if I craved burgers and fries and shit like that and beer, I had to eat XYZ. I had to eat the right macros. I had to do these things. When a woman sees discipline, when a woman sees focus, when a woman sees emotional control, when a woman sees that a guy is not getting emotionally reactive, that's when your dating life starts to come together. But here's the funny thing about all this. That's when everything in life comes together. Everything takes discipline. So some of you, what you're going to realize is that it's really goddamn lonely at the top. When you're in a focused state, like you have purpose, you have goals, you have ambitions. When you are actually hyper-focused, there's not a lot of people that can relate to that. You have to be okay with that. It does not make you a loser. It does not make you socially uncalibrated. It doesn't make you weird. Right? It makes you tougher. It makes you a hell of a lot tougher than every single guy out there who bitches and moans and complains about his current situation. The number one trait you have to develop is the ability to control your emotions. We live in a day and age where it's cool to be emotional. It's cool to be super reactive. It's cool to be happy one day and sad the other. When really, if you want to get ahead in life, you don't need peaks and valleys, highs and lows. You need consistency. And where that comes from is that comes from internal fortification. You tell yourself every single day, nobody can control my happiness or my internal state besides me. Nobody can control my income besides me. Nobody can control where I'm going in life besides me. And if you do those things, not only do you watch your biceps grow, you watch your balls get bigger. You watch your balls get a hell of a lot bigger because you're not weak-willed. The number one stoic trait you have to practice, right? The number one trait that turns all women on, the number one trait that helps you crush it in life, the number one trait that helps you crush it in business is emotional control. I am in control of my emotions. My emotions are not in control of me. And that's a very dominant thing. That's a very dominant statement. That's a very dominant characteristic. But if you can do that, you already are separating yourself from the 99% of people. We'll leave it at that.